Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And our top local story on News Radio WBBM, the teachers union in North Suburban Lake Forest is demanding a switch to remote learning due to the increasing number of coronavirus cases in the region. The school board voted last week to keep the building open for in-person learning. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The Lake Forest High School District 115 superintendent calls his plan an adaptive pause. Currently, freshmen and sophomores have in-person hybrid learning, while juniors and seniors are learning remotely. Tonight, the District 115 Board will review the situation to decide whether to stick with that plan for now or resume plans to do more in-person learning. Teachers are balking at the idea of doing more in-person learning now. The Lake Forest Education Association tonight will call for an immediate return to remote learning for all students. The teachers note that the school board meeting is being held virtually and say that if science matters enough to keep the board safe, then it should matter enough to keep students safe. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Algonquin-based Community Unit School District 300 is suspending in-person learning and moving back to a remote model starting on Monday. The move is being made after several COVID-19 cases have been reported. The change will remain in effect until at least Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, Crystal Lake Elementary School District 47 is also temporarily returning to remote learning starting Monday. Officials say the change is also due to the increase in coronavirus numbers in McHenry County. Ground has been broken for an 8-mile extension of the South Shore commuter train line in Northwest Indiana, connecting Dyer and Hammond to Chicago.
One.
Governor Eric Holcomb was among the officials at the groundbreaking for the $945 million project, said to be the largest public transit investment in the history of the state.
This is not just plans. These are paid-for plans that are, you see the equipment right outside the tent. This is happening.
The project includes four new stations, and trains are expected to be running by 2025. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The U.S. EPA has finally cleaned up the Superfund site near the Gary Chicago International Airport.
The Gary Post-Tribune reports the federal agency announced it's cleared out all the toxins at the site at 5900 Industrial Highway, which had been chemically dirty since 1986. The cleanup included removing contaminated soil and sediment and treating contaminated groundwater. EPA will continue to monitor the groundwater until it meets federal drinking water standards. EPA also said this administration is keeping its promise to pick up the pace of the Superfund cleanup projects that languished under previous administrations. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago firefighter who's accused of taking down a Black Lives Matter banner is being suspended. The Sun-Times reports Fire Commissioner Richard Ford says the firefighter is being given a lengthy suspension but would not give specifics. The incident reportedly took place August 1st when two men were seen getting out of a fire truck near 47th and Cornell on the south side and taking down the banner. Waukegan police dash cam and body cam videos show a clearer picture of what happened last week when an officer shot and killed an unarmed man and wounded his girlfriend. But there's no video of the actual shooting.
Marcellus, you're under arrest, pal.
An officer tells 19-year-old Marcellus Stinnett that he has a warrant. Stinnett is in the passenger seat and his girlfriend, Tafara Williams, is behind the wheel in a parked car. Williams speeds off. Police try to stop Williams. An officer shouts at the couple to get out of the car. Then he fires several shots and Williams crashes the car. Williams then says they didn't do anything wrong.
I was right behind you. You almost tried to run me over.
Williams asks, why did you shoot us? There is no video of the shooting itself, and you can't tell where Williams' car is. The Waukegan mayor says the officer failed to activate his body cam and that that's one of the reasons he's been fired. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!